Radio Prague News. The Social Democrats have filed a constitutional complaint against the law on church restitutions. Police are investigating Sunday's gas explosion in Frenstadt pod Radhoštěm as a threat to public safety. And MP Roman Pekarek has started serving a 5-year sentence for corruption. The Social Democrats have filed a constitutional complaint against the law on church restitutions. The complaint is based on the argument that the scope of the restitution, which amounts to 135 billion crowns, is inflated, and churches are allegedly set to receive more than was confiscated by the communist regime after 1948. Senator Jeroným Tejc, who filed the complaint in his name on Monday, noted that 7 of the 17 churches and religious groupings who were benefactors under the restitution law did not even exist before the fall of communism in 1989. The law's critics also warned that the legislation could open the door to claims for property seized by the state before the communists took power in 1948. The restitution law, approved by Parliament late last year, envisages a transfer of land and property to the tune of 75 billion crowns and compensation money for the rest to the tune of almost 60 billion to be paid by the state over a period of 30 years. Police are investigating Sunday's gas explosion in Frenstadt pod Radhoštěm as a threat to public safety. The number of victims has risen to 5, 3 of them children between the age of 3 and 8. 11 people were injured in the explosion that completely demolished a block of flats. 2 of the injured remain in critical condition. According to media reports, the accident may have been caused by a man who used gas in cylinders to heat his home after having his heating cut off over unpaid bills. The man did not get on with his neighbors and said and repeatedly threatened to kill everyone. MP Roman Pekarek has started serving a 5-year sentence for corruption. The Lower House deputy reported to the Hradec Králové jailhouse amidst huge media interest on Monday morning. Mr. Pekarek made it clear he considers the verdict unfair and is refusing to give up his mandate until he has exhausted all legal means of fighting his sentence. He says he plans to petition the Supreme Court to review his case. Pekarek was found guilty of accepting a 1 million crown bribe for selling municipal land to a businessman under price. He is the first deputy to be sentenced to prison during his term in office. The case has led MPs to initiate a bill under which convicted deputies would lose their salary and possibly even be stripped of their mandate in future. Meanwhile, former MP Petr Wolf, who was sentenced to 6 years in jail for financial fraud, is still on the run after failing to report to prison late last year, but he is reportedly paying the penalty set by the court. He was last seen in the vicinity of his home around Christmas, and the police believe he must have fled the Czech Republic. An Interpol arrest warrant has been issued. A court case against 18 right-wing extremists opened in Brno on Monday. Some of the accused are members of neo-Nazi bands such as Devil's Guard, Imperium or Attack. The others assisted in organising at least 14 concerts in the years 2008 and 2009, at which they distributed the band's CDs, leaflets, badges and neo-Nazi memorabilia. If convicted of spreading the Nazi ideology, members of the group would each face up to 8 years in prison. It is one of the biggest court cases against neo-Nazis in the country's modern history. The Prague Steamboat Company is considering filing a criminal complaint in connection with Sunday's accident on the Vltava River. One of the company's steamboats, which is currently used for advertising purposes, came loose from its mooring and was borne downstream, crashing into one of the pillars of Prague's Balatsky Bridge. The company says this could not have been an accident since the boat was anchored and moored by 7 steel ropes. Company head Dušan Sahula says the runaway boat's trajectory suggests someone pushed it away from the embankment. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be mostly overcast with day temperatures between -1 and 3 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.